Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the House of
Sunshine!
Previously on the Fall of the House of Sunshine, beloved kid show host Brushy is murdered by bullets fired through a rip in space-time. His brother Flosso is headed to his hometown of New Mola after the Enamel Council took Brushy's body. Meanwhile, Detective Dan Kent, along with the station janitor, are stuck in a sanatorium full of burning puppets. What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 5, Teeth Together, Teeth Apart.
There, rising above the hills, a city of devout faith in Peroxide, home to the one-tooth god and all of its beloved children. Greetings, Ortho Pilgrim. Have you come to serve? Grab yon roll of floss from the teething barn and come on in.
Welcome to New Mola, New Mola. Welcome to New Mola, New Mola.
Welcome, neighbor. Tooth bless thee.
Heard of the Ur-Tooth, our one-tooth god? Oh my, oh my. Well, this is great news. Though we are a secret and closed society, we love telling folks about our pearly lord and sell them toothpaste merchandise from our gift shop at the Mouthatorium. Sign up for the Tooth Saver card and get a free slice of pizza at Village Pizza. Not valid on the Heavy Duane or the Right in the Meatball specialty pies. Sign up today. We know you will. Once you hear the incredible story of how our town was founded by the Ur-Tooth's own chosen ones, Brushworth Sunshine and Horace McMenamin. See it with your eye teeth. The year is 1830-odd, and brothers Brushworth and Horace pray to the Ur-Tooth, asking for guidance.
Behold, here, in the ancient days of 1830-odd, and I am Horace McMenamin.
And I am Brushworth Sunshine.
Praise be to teeth.
Though we are but simple men who serve a higher bite, humble men called dentites who need a place to spend the night.
Yea, you villagers, may we sleep on the floor of your poultry coop and quietly clean and drill our teeth? We shan't wake the chickens.
No, you tooth lovers ain't welcome here.
Alas, Brother Horace, I fear this is the last town on the eastern coast. How shall we care for our small dentite following in the forests? Lo, see them there eating acorns?
Acorns.
I am the 30-odd families who follow the dentite way at this time. Now I eat this acorn.
No man will shield us dentites and hear our pearly truth.
Have no fear, Brother Brushworth. Here. Let us pass the time chopping down this cedar tree, the best tree for making toothpicks.
But what's that in the tree?
Brother, it's a toothoscope.
Oh, holy scope, oh, holy toothoscope, let him see.
Brother, a tooth-shaped star, a sign.
Are you there, tooth? Is it we, tooth? We
have Earth Tooth calling in the night. If you chew us, we will serve you and lead your people to your bite.
And so they followed the star. Into the wilderness of western Pennsylvania they went. There they defeated the land pirate, Pontius Pirate, in a scene we no longer reenact because of its racist overtones. And thus they followed the tooth even western.
There you are, Tooth. We have seen Tooth as you shine above the western sky. We will follow where you lead us and floss and brush your name on high.
It's westward ho for all dentites. Yee-haw!
And so we wandered, forest leading the way. And Brushworth kept us happy with his little toothpaste place. Dysentery flowed like river, several died from bites of lizards. Still the tooth star shone the chosen way. And we follow the tooth star to this place.
Or hill and or dale, singing praises to the tooth most high in his overbite, until while camping for the night on a serene hill overlooking the wide and bountiful River Rinse and Spit and its subterranean cave system, the star gave a brilliant display of showering tooth particles and disappeared. Some were fearful, some were confused. One thought she was a badger, but she had this feeling for a long time, and thus they sent her to find others of her kind with no ill feeling. But Brothers Sunshine and McMenamin were hopeful, filled as they were with the tooth. And they led their fearful dentites into the caves, following the river to its source. And there waiting for them in the rock was the Ur-Tooth glowing pearly white. See it glowing to this day in the new Molar Mouthatorium, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 to 4 on Sundays.
The Ur-Tooth, we've reached the promised land.
We drank the water from the river, rinse and spit. This holy water heals the aches of our sore limbs.
We traveled through the wild.
Behold the promise of our ever-loving tooth. Ha, 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 ha. I'll praise the Ur-Tooth and his mighty loving ways, and thus his chosen ones who led us to this place. Let's build a town and dedicate our lives to love and faith, and celebrate the tooth for all our days.
So we built, and the tooth watched over us, blessing our humble town in its most holy ways, letting us flourish and spread its pearly truth. And here we are today, continuing to serve the Ur-Tooth, the One Tooth God, and that is why every year on Toothsome Day, we celebrate its awesome power and love.
For we are scrubbing, 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 scrubbing the Godhead. Yes, we are scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing the Godhead. Scrubbing the Godhead, scrubbing the Godhead. So come if there's a cavity you find down in your soul. The Ur-Tooth truth will fill it and his ways will make you whole. Let the molars all ring out, the bicuspids sing and shout. And let us lead our heart deep of their doubts. And we are scrubbing, 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 scrubbing the Godhead. Yes, we are scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing the Godhead. Shall forevermore in a sea of listerine. We must tread carefully, so lift your teeth and sing. And we are scrubbing, 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 scrubbing the Godhead. Yes, we are scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing the Godhead. Scrubbing the Godhead, scrubbing the Godhead.
Thanks be to Tooth.
Wonderful singing, everyone. This shall be the greatest toothsome festival ever. You, twirling uvulalas, practice your dance. Excellent. Twirl, twirl.
Sir, you are required. The package has been delivered to the unwrapping room.
Huh?
You know, the package.
You mean...
Exactly.
Guacamole?
No, Brashy, his body. It's on the altar of...
Hush, They cannot know. They are simple dentites, those that work on and appreciate teeth. Only we of the council must...
I know! That's what I was trying to...
Enough! Your insolence will be forgiven. But are you sure there's no guacamole?
Not even a little.
Oh, well.
We also found something odd with the bullets.
Tell me as we walk. Multitasking. Let us away.
Help! My fruit is very flammable!
Gotcha!
Hooray!
Celebrate later. This way.
Ah, yoingle, boingle, I'm on fire and you're going to hell with us!
Let go, you flaming fuzzy belcher!
Let go of me! Let go!
Got him! Now we really gotta scoop!
Thanks, janitor.
Okay, now's the part where we's jump!
Jump!
To avoid the explosion.
I'm getting to be just the right age for this!
Look at it burn. The screaming hellhouse of a mad woman's puppetification. Hopefully that pyre will douse the madness locked in there. Everyone in that place should die a horrible, horrible death. They're all horrible weirdos, every last one. They're dumb and stupid and... Oh, but not you, Panglo. You're cool.
Mama, she's gone.
Stay your tears, Panglo.
I don't have tears. My tear ducts produce nothing but puppet slime. But it's still so sad,
gross.
Sorry. I'm a monster to you, aren't I? A puppet without a hand. It's part of why the master locked us away.
The master?
Mr. Brushy. Father.
Dads are a cruel curse upon us all. My father was a hitter. For the Yasukuse Yellow Sox, triple R baseball team from a town that wasn't even real. Just one of them fake ones they put on maps to hold the copyright. He was a drunk from the womb. Came out of the old love canal, slapped the doc, took his doctor flask and swigged big. His first word was booze, and his second words were smell you later. He pinned all his hopes on me. Named me after his favorite cop, Detective Mike Brutality.
Sad story.
Dry your slime, I turned out fine.
So your name is Mike Dan Kent?
What? No, my name is Detective. I'm an inspector. I'm Detective Dan Kent, police inspector.
Oh!
Things ain't always what they seem.
Speaking of which, janitor... What exactly is your role in all this?
Well, you see, I'm not actually the janitor.
I'm actually something quite different.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Silence! Enamel Council, rejoice! Here we stand before the altar of rinse and spit. Laying upon it is the body of the Anointed One. So enjoy the celebratory guacamole.
No guacamole, huh?
Yeah, well...
But don't let that distract you from the awful reality that Brushy was slain by forces of darkness.
Yes!
Probably struck down by his jealous brother.
Silence, precious premolar! Perhaps. He was killed by a rip in space-time, so anyone could be responsible.
Anyone!
'Tis a true mystery, like the location of the lost talisman of Gingiva.
Silence! On this great altar, awash in peroxide, shall his resurrection occur. And he will lead to the third age.
First was the age of the baby teeth, when mankind first learned to bite.
Second was the age of permanent teeth,
when the tools of drill and tiny mirror on a stick were perfected along with fluoride.
Fluoride!
Hail fluoride!
And brushy sunshine, the last, shall bring in the third age, the age of wisdom teeth, when we shall at last defeat the great and evil elder force that is in constant opposition to teeth.
The fuzz!
Silence! Now let us resurrect Brushy by licking his body! Our saliva shall revive him!
Well?
Huh?
You drifted off again.
Right. You see, I'm not the janitor, I'm... I'm a Sasquatch. A lady Sasquatch with a badge. I'm with the CIA. I was working undercover to suss out what darkness was lurking in the seedy TV underbelly of the Sunshine Smile Hour.
Then how did you know all about the janitor and her history?
I ate her brains and gained her memories.
Oh. Huh.
I was undercover. Deep undercover.
But why would a Bigfoot be an agent of the Central Intelligence?
Well, Bigfoot, big badge, na 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 na. An undercover myth, something no one would suspect. Bigfoot, big badge, na 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 na. I'm the nation's perfect spy, almost too hard to describe. And no one would believe if you tried. I was a little baby Sasquatch when I was orphaned all alone. Discovered by two huntresses who raised me as their own. Taught me to shoot and rollerblade and love the USA. And of the duty we all share to keep it great. And so upon graduation, I turned in my application to serve my nation at the CIA. And now you know I'm Bigfoot, big badge, na 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 na. Licensed to kill and loping game, I people's warrant head to state. Bigfoot, big badge, na 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 na. Ordering drone strikes, scaring campers on their hikes. See, it's not all work, no play, if you do it right. I've seen the Middle East, done business in Pyongyang. Infiltrated secret rings of undead Canadians. I punched a racist mummy, tracked down a separatist mermaid. And now the case to put the rest to shame. I'd pose as a custodian, expose suspected fraudulence, corruption at the Sunshine Estate. And we did it! I can't wait to get this news back to the boss.
Badge, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What did you think I said?
Huh? No, badge. Definitely badge.
So, now you know about us, little fella. How's about you spill the beans on what's going on with you? Since it seems both of us are investigating your family.
Well, my story is one blatant tragedy.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay, I'm about all slimed out and...
Oh.
Sorry, just a little more.
Okay,
so you said, that wasn't me.
Sorry, that was me eating this sloppy Joe. It's quite sloppy. Go on, Panglo.
Used to be the Sunshine Smile Hour was all tutti smiles. There were the Orphan Gang and the Puppet Posse. The Orphan Gang were a group of orphans that Madam and Mr. Sunshine adopted and put on the show. The Puppet Posse was... At some point, Mr. Sunshine became obsessed with the fuzz. He would give Madam Sunshine treatments.
Hold still, darling.
It hurts.
The fuzz is spreading. Your arm has become so floppy.
What about the babies?
You're 6 months along now. I've consulted with Dr. Jim American. He's the only doctor we can trust, since he's also an avowed dentite and...
But he's a rocket scientist,
You'd
not
be surprised how akin the female reproductive system is to a V6 rocket.
They do both have tubes.
Indeed. But we're not sure what the twins' condition is. To be safe, I've harvested some of your eggs. For the future, we must remember the prophecy. We are chosen for greater things.
But Clowny Brown still...
Hush now. By the Ur-Tooth, the fuzz that has infected you will be slowed. Those touched by the fuzz are... Let me give you another 17 injections.
17? That was a good year.
The year we married. So young, so full of dentine and lister. 17 injections for the one I love. 17 injections make the cure. Last week I was certain it was 9 or 10, but 17 will work this week, I'm sure. 1, 2, 3 injections in and she is growing pale. Number 4 brings color to her face. Injection 5's a failure, now I'm losing her. A shadow of a fuzz taking her place. No! Oh, teeth! Our time is waning. Oh, for those teeth of yesterday! 17 injections I must weather on. 6 and 7 have her breathing well. 8's a rare extraction of an anti-fuzzing agent. 9 is a placebo, shh, don't tell.
What?
10 injections in and she is screaming out. 11 seems to get her stabilized. 12 and we are into frontier science now. 13's a guess at best, so hold on tight. These teeth, our time is waning. Oh, for those teeth of yesterday. Tooth above, please lend my hands your strength. All right.
Rushworth, my love, please wait.
Has number 12 done it? It's mostly soda water and menthol gum.
No, it's just... What if this is fateful? I'm so very, very tired. I'm ready to go fuzz.
No! No!
Don't think that I'm ungrateful. Your work's been so inspired, but perhaps the prophecy's not meant to be as we thought it was. And maybe this will be a new chance, tooth and fuzz in love and balance.
No! No! 13! 14! We must finish! 17 injections for the one I love. 17 injections make the cure. 17 injections and no other way. 17 will make you whole and pure. 15, 16, now hold on, darling. My love, you must come back to me. Please, I have the last syringe, open your eyes. 17 is waiting. My God, she's gone. There's naught but fuzz and soft, soft, squishy teeth.
Limpy LaRue and Banjo.
Well, Limpy turned into a fuzzy pig I'll call Snouts, and Banjo, I'm sure we'll come up with a name for him.
Wait, Mr. Sunshine was turning orphans into puppets?
Yeah, he was experimenting on them, turning them puppety to find a way to cure the fuzz that was creeping across Madam Sunshine. It was for a good cause.
He twisted them into mop men and fabric fiends. You call that a good cause?
Point taken. But after she gave birth, he locked her and all the former orphans, current puppets, into the sanitarium to focus on the prophecy and hopefully quarantine the fuzz.
Is that why they had Brushy killed? Was he fuzz?
No. From my research, Brushy was born later through a surrogate using Madam Sunshine's eggs, but he was untouched by the fuzz.
But this fuzz, where does it come from?
I don't know, but I know that I'm not infectious.
How do you know?
There used to be workers at the sanitarium. They made sure. Until we rebelled and fuzzed them!
The corpse pile!
Yeah!
Well, I saw her son, Flosso. He seems fine, if not a bit of a prig. But what about his twin brother? Was he stillborn, or...
Worse.
How's that?
I'm Flosso's brother. I'm his twin!
You damn fool!
Flosso! How dare you defile the altar of rinse and spit!
How dare you defile the body of my beloved brother!
You who killed him?
Me? Or was it you who wanted to fulfill the prophecy?
A tooth must be pulled from the mouth for another to grow. Maybe you forced the gum plan.
That's as crazy as a vampire at a Wareham picnic.
You've been extracted from the dentites, Florso. Leave!
Not before I do this.
He's thrown sugar onto the altar of rinse and spit.
No! The cavity-making agent!
He's polluted the altar!
We always knew the family sunshine was an ego-driven anathema to all the good we dentites tried to do, praising the Urtooth, fighting back the fuzz, and now you've...
It's Brushy! He lives!
Teeth!
Let me help you, anointed
teeth.
One!
He's attacking him, eating his flesh.
He's ripping through his flesh to eat his teeth. He's a periodombi. That returned body is no man, but a tooth-eating machine. A great white shark, insatiably hungry for teeth.
Teeth! Teeth!
Feast, brother! Feast on them all!
You're mad. He'll devour you as well.
Thanks to my condition, my teeth are dentures.
But why?
I'll never let you have Brushy. He's free from you now. Free to eat you all.
Oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Will Brushy eat all the teeth in New Molar? How long has Flosso had dentures? And what of his puppet brother Panglo? Will Dan Kent try to stop this? Can he? And what about the Sasquatch with a bat? Can anyone fight the fuzz? Find out next time on The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Episode 6, from the Fluxed Up Files of Clowny Brown Esquire.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. You can also make a donation on Patreon, thus unlocking numerous sunshine ephemera like the history of the Tooth Scary and Yelp reviews for New Molar's Village Pizza. Also, you will unlock an ancient curse that will bring about the end times, but just for people named Jeff, who also have two B's in their last name, and also they spell Jeff with a G, so whatever, right? Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.